I emotionally hijacked. My husband has a serious sex addiction, and it's keeping me from really loving him, and I just don't know how to get that spirit back in me, that, you know, the joy, it robs me.
Sarah, God love you. We talked with Sarah yesterday. We're continuing our discussion along the lines of when our emotions get hijacked by situations that sometimes we can control and many times we can't control because we can't control another person. And how do you take care of yourself emotionally and spiritually in the process when your emotions are getting hijacked? Now, today we could talk about sex addiction, but that's not where I want to go. I really want to focus on how do you handle it yourself? What's going on in your life? It could be any number of issues that you have in a relationship that causes your emotions to get hijacked. It may be with your spouse. It may be with your teenagers. It may be with your with a parent. But your emotions get hijacked. And of course, Sarah's call really illustrates it in a significant way. How do you take care of yourself? Maybe you want to join in and share some things that you've learned that would be helpful not only to Sarah but others. 888-888-1717 is the phone number. 888-888-1717. And I want you to hear the rest of the call with Sarah, and then we're going to get to some of your comments for her and in general on how do you care for yourself when in a relationship you're finding your emotions of anger or frustration or loneliness, whatever it may be, is getting hijacked and overtaking your life. Welcome to Facebook Live, by the way, if you've just joined us. If you want to post a brief comment below, we'll try to read those on the air, or you can call 888-888-1717.
I emotionally hijacked. My husband has a serious sex addiction, and it's keeping me from really loving him, and I just don't know how to get that spirit back in me, that, you know, the joy, it robs me. And I am in a group with other wives. Even in that, why do I have to be in the group? Because of him. But ultimately, it does help me. You know, I do want to say that he is in a treatment program with Pure Life Ministries, but it's only as good as what he puts into it. And I do have covenant eyes on our devices. And just this morning, I got a report, and I saw, you know, what he was looking at, and that hurts my core. And we have been in counseling numerous times, but it's been advised, you know, not for us not to continue on together because it's his addiction and he needs to work on it. But I just wanted to know if you had any advice where I could work on myself, you know, to help my heart and my spirit.
Mm. Sarah, thank you for sharing your heart with us. And if you heard the show yesterday, in fact, if you missed it, you can listen. I made some direct comments to her about that issue. And I think there's a couple of ways that our emotions can get hijacked in relationships. There are times that things occur that we do have control over. And there's some specific things that Sarah needs to do. And I talked about that yesterday. But there are also times when maybe you're just frustrated. Maybe you have someone in your life. Maybe it's a child. A young adult, maybe spouse, and you find your emotions are getting easily hijacked. How do you care for yourself? And that's really what the question is. We'd love to have your comments. 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717. First with a response is Ariel in Michigan.
Hi, I was just listening to the program tonight, and I just heard Sarah on the line. If I could, I just wanted to encourage her to really just get in your word. And read your word aloud, read the Holy Word aloud, because it really does help to read the scripture out loud and hear what he is saying. And through that, he'll change your heart. And then he's the only one that can wake your husband up from the blindness that it seems like he has to kind of what he's doing. And I'd just like to know that I'll be praying for you and that you are loved. You are beautifully and wonderfully made.
Thank you, Ariel. And I hope Sarah heard that. You know, speaking of scripture, Here's Jesus in his own words in Matthew chapter 11, where Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened. And when our emotions get hijacked, that's exactly what happens. I mean, you feel weary. Maybe you feel like you're walking on eggshells in a relationship. Maybe you feel overwhelmed. And Jesus says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you, here's the word, rest. Doesn't it sound good? Peace and rest. You're just looking for emotional peace, spiritual peace in your life. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble of heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Verses that you may have heard preached. Maybe you've heard them talked about in church or read them yourself. But Christ reminding us that when we are feeling overwhelmed, to be able to cast our care on him, put our burden on him, it's a powerful thing. What would you say to someone who's feeling overwhelmed? They've been hijacked themselves emotionally in a relationship. 888-888-1717. We got Rebecca wants to join in from California.
I am calling in response to a caller, and her name was Sarah, and she was calling about her husband, and it sounds like he had a sex addiction. I kind of jumped in towards the end of her call, but I wanted to encourage her with a scripture that has really helped me to be able to process through things where my husband has fallen short and has not been the man of God that I need him to be, and that is Isaiah chapter 54, and particularly verse 5, it says, my maker is my husband. And it just means so much to me to be able to go to God and let him meet the needs that my husband cannot meet in my life. And my husband has many shortcomings, but I'm going to continue to love him the best that I can. And the way that I can do that is by allowing God to just pour into me and be that man and that husband that I need. And that whole entire chapter has just allowed me to continue to be married to my husband, really saved my marriage, but particularly that verse 5. And then I think it's verse 13, it says, your children will be taught by God, and great will be your children's peace. Mm. Yeah. That one means a lot, too.
Amen. Thank you, Rebecca. Appreciate it. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back. You want to join in? You want to comment maybe to Sarah, who started all this with her heart broken, and she admits being hijacked emotionally in her situation. But whatever the situation is, when our emotions get hijacked, how do you take care of yourself? What do you do to make sure that you don't allow Satan to use those emotions to drag you down further? 888-888-1717. Back with Christina and others in a moment. 888-888-1717.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living. And we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Randy Carlson, inviting you to get away to get close to God's creation. Book your cabin now for the 2020 Intentional Living Cruise to Alaska. Breathtaking destinations and beautiful scenery await you on this unforgettable travel experience. Enjoy spiritual renewal and build lifelong memories. Join my wife Donna and me for the 2020 Intentional Living Cruise to Alaska. To book your cabin, go to theintentionallife.com. Is it possible to be anxious for nothing, as the Bible says? Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson with an Intentional Living Minute. Short term, probably not, but long term, yes. Anxiety, after all, is a long term problem. Fear is situational. You fear snakes, you fear heights, you fear flying. But anxiety is a state of mind. That's why the scripture says, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Ask God for a renewed mindset today. Tell yourself the truth. If you still struggle, by the way, with anxiety after doing all of these things, help is available, and I encourage you to find it. But remember, if you struggle with anxiety, it's not a spiritual weakness, but there are things you can do spiritually to strengthen your spirit, your soul, and your mind as you fight anxiety in your life. Do these things intentionally, and it'll change your life.
Find out more about freedom from hijacked emotions at theintentionallife.com/book.
Hey, listen, when you do that, you'll find out information on this brand new book that we just are in the process of releasing called Freedom from Hijacked Emotions, Overcoming Anxiety, Anger, and Fear. And we've been making this available during our Share-a-thon month in September. And we had so many people call, join in support of the ministry, become a member. And listen, we're just in the final stages, literally, of getting these books in-house. I told you then that they were being printed, and they still are, and we'll get them here as quickly as we can by the end, by this month. We intend to get them into your hands. That's our goal. And those calling this month and those today who are joining in support of the ministry, walking with us in monthly support or increasing your monthly support, will, too, get you a autographed copy of the new book, Freedom from Hijacked Emotions. Just go to theintentionallife.com. And when you're there, you're checking out the cruise, but also the Intentional Love Marriage Date Night. We're talking about marriage. You know, one of the things I've seen at our date night experiences, we've seen couples who have great marriages, they get better. We've seen couples who have really bad marriages, literally saying this is a last, you know, last effort coming to an event like this. And even in 2 hours, seeing a little bit of a spark growing in that marriage. So if you can join us, I'm going to be along with our team in Mesa and Glendale in the Phoenix area, November 8 and 9 for a date night. And then in Tucson in November 16. I'll tell you more about a little bit later in the show today. But you can check that out and get your tickets at theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. When you get your emotions hijacked in a relationship, like Sarah did, who started the show today, how do you take care of yourself? What do you do, you know, to be intentional? Christina wants to weigh in with a comment from Arizona. Hi, Christina.
Hi, Dr. Franny. How are you?
Good. Appreciate your call today. What can you add to this discussion that will be helpful for people?
Well, I feel that first and foremost, having prayer and the contact with God and just putting yourself in His hands is of uttermost importance, I feel. But for me, what has helped a lot is to be present in your emotions after you talk to God, releasing those emotions and breathing through a lot of it. I know it sounds kind of simple and kind of like insignificant, but it helped me get through a lot of stuff. And I've done a lot of like talking to myself in the mirror and lifting myself up. But I think for Sarah, my heart goes out to her because I understand her pain. But it's, I think a lot of times forgiveness is really important, right, to be able to verbalize, you know, like forgiving her husband and also forgiving herself, because a lot of times we carry a little bit of that burden on ourselves as women. And just forgiving herself and then learning to love herself again is really, really important, I find, for us women when we go through things like this. So, you know, just encourage her to love herself, to find out, you know, to tell herself that she is, you know, a queen, you know, God's child, and that God loves her, and, you know, that she loves herself, that she's worthy and stuff of love.
That's good.
But those are things that I've done personally, and that have helped me get through some of this emotional stuff that, you know, we all go through.
Yeah, sounds like you've been down a similar path, perhaps, in your life. Christina, listen, would you agree, when we talk about hijacked emotions, especially early on when maybe we've been hurt or something's come up in a relationship where it's easy for us to flare up with our emotions, we got to be really careful not to allow our emotions to drive the decisions that we're going to make.
Yes, and taking time out sometimes is really, really important.
Yeah.
You know, like maybe not talking about things when it's heated, or just, you know, just being able to say, hey, we can talk about this at a later time, you know, and just, like I said, being present with your emotions and grieving or doing whatever it is that you're feeling, and, you know, like grieving through that process and releasing that has helped me a lot, you know, just be able to cope with it. It's kind of like you're validating your own feelings.
Yeah.
And it's just helped me significantly be more aware of them. And when they come again next time, you know, like be a little bit more calm and just receptive to them.
That's good.
So,
very good. Well, I appreciate you weighing in today on this, Christina. God bless you.
Thank you, and prayers to Sarah and her husband.
Yeah, and I hope she's listening to catch those. To our Facebook viewers here today, Rachel posted just a minute ago that she's been through a similar situation. She had kind of a She had a lot to say, but I just want to focus on one thing that Sarah said. She said, I got caught up in being codependent with him. In other words, getting caught up in what he was doing or not doing versus focusing what God wanted me at that time in my life and not obsessing over his words or over what he was doing. In other words, and this is a key, when you get your emotions hijacked, one of the things I write about in the book, Freedom from Hijacked Emotions, is we become what we focus on. When the scripture says, be renewed in the spirit of your minds, it really comes back to what we choose to focus on. If we focus on something we have no control over, that's frustrating, and frustration leads to an hijacked emotion. On the other hand, if there's something specific going on in a relationship, I also write about that, then you need to do what I call active respect, which says, I respect you enough to hold you accountable for a behavior that's just not going to be acceptable. And we do that as in a loving way, but being intentional in the process, and sometimes that requires counseling and so on to get help. But we're looking at these two sides. Sometimes there's taking some action and needs to be intentional. Other times, just really dealing with yourself, and that's what we're focusing on primarily today. How are you being intentional in your own life when your emotions are getting hijacked in a relationship? Give us a call, 888-888-1717, if you want to weigh in. We want to be here to help you be intentional in your relationships today.
I know I used to have an attitude that I was in control and I could try to control everybody else, and obviously that did not work, and I had to learn the hard way to give up that control. And when I started working on myself and my attitude, wow, did God start doing amazing things in my marriage and with all my relationships, and really showed me that it's looking at everything through God's perspective. And so I tried to focus on his power, promises, purposes, and plan. And what really helped me was praying for the persecuted church. When I start having a pity party, I think about them, and I am so inspired and challenged by them. And then my whole attitude is changed. And so you can let God's perspective really shape and determine your attitude for the rest of your life.
Amen to that. I agree totally. Amy is on the line with a comment in Arizona. Hi, Amy.
Yes. Hi, Dr. Randy. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
I just want to tell Sarah, don't give up. There's ministries out there who can help her. In my own marriage, I've actually reached the end of my rope. I've tried pastoral counseling through the church. My husband and I have been in professional counseling for over a year. We're currently in a marriage small group. And my last effort to try to reconcile my marriage is Hope Restored in Branson, Missouri. Mm. My husband has agreed to attend Hope Restored. It's actually a ministry that Focus on the
right.
Family offers. And this is my last effort to try to restore my own marriage. And I have been praying to the Lord for a month now that this is the answer. I'm the one who called in that had the husband who, when at the first sign of conflict, he would flee. I'm mm-hmm. sure you remember that call. That's me.
And now, he's agreeing, but he's agreeing to
yes.
go.
He is, and that's huge. And I'm grateful
yes,
to God for that. It is
yeah,
huge.
That is huge. And I would encourage you when you do go to really focus on that. And because the fact that he's willing to go is a message for a guy who wants to flee. If he's saying, hey, I'm going to go to intensive at a Focus on the Family at a place he doesn't know and people he doesn't know in that kind of a setting, that's a very positive thing, isn't it?
I agree with you.
Yeah.
And I pray that it can restore our marriage. We've been married for 16 years. We have two children, ages 3 and 10. It's not just about my husband and I. It's about those two small children as well.
Yeah, amen. Well, we'll be praying for you when you do that. I'm well aware of the Focus on the Family and their restoration conferences around the country. They do a great job, and we pray that it'll be very significant for you. In fact, if we got couples listening, you would say, well, what is that? You can check it out at Focus on the Family are great people. If you go to their Focus on the Family website, look up their marriage ministry, you'll see that they have these intensives. Sometimes they're 4 days. I think sometimes they're a week long. And listen, it's an intensive where you're going to just lay it out. These are for marriages that are troubled. This isn't a retreat to go and, you know, have a good time in terms of, you'll have a good time, hopefully, but you're there to really deal with the issues in your marriage because they matter. And so anyway, I throw that out as something you might want to take a look at. today we've been talking about hijacked emotions in relationships. And one of the things that you can do is to celebrate what your marriage is all about, to put into place times together to celebrate marriage. And we got one coming up. In fact, we've got three of them coming up in Arizona, and we'd love to have you come and be at one of them.
Laughter and fun are important in a great marriage, and that's what you'll experience at the Intentional Love Marriage Date Night with Dr. Randy Carlson.
Well, everything Dr. Randy Carlson said was just great.
We have fun, and we enjoy each other's company, and we just love spending time together.
No matter how many years you've been married, you can always learn new things to strengthen your relationship.
Don't miss the Intentional Love Marriage Date Night, November 8th and 9th in Mesa and Glendale, and November 16th in Tucson. Get your tickets today at theintentionallife.com.
Nehemiah started the process of making a decision in his life, and you're going to see the decision in a moment, by asking a question. Questions are really, really big deal. In fact, and I'll get into it in a moment, most of us are here because of a result. At some point, we ask a question about life, about our future. Maybe don't even recall doing it, but questions make a big difference. You know, that's an excerpt from a teaching I'm doing for this month for our Intentional Living members called Your Decisions Matter. The longer I've been around, and I've been around a while, Sally, don't laugh when I say that. Been around a while. Seen a few things. One of the things I know is that if you want to have a life that's got more peace, more purpose, not going to be free of stress. I mean, live in a stressful world. We're going to have problems. We all do. There's no secret formula here in terms of getting out of the realities of life. But I will tell you this, if you make the right, make big decisions, a few big decisions about your life, you know, how you want to live, what your values are, if you're married, what kind of a marriage you want, or how you're going to behave, who you're going to be about these essential areas of life, finance, health, work, relationships, your faith. And then do a lot of the right little things, the next one things, as I write about in one of my books, the next right one thing. And your life will be filled with more peace and purpose. That's what intentional living is about. And we've been talking about hijacked emotions from my new book, Freedom from Hijacked Emotions, because here's what I know. If you get your emotions right and you deal with your emotions, the other parts of your life can go a lot better. They really can. And just a word before we go back to some calls. You heard a mention about the Intentional Love Marriage Date Night. Just a reminder, it's coming up November 8 and 9, Mesa and Glendale in the Phoenix area, Friday night, Saturday night. And then in Tucson on November the 16th. And I've been finding people are coming from different states. They want to come in for the weekend. Love to have you be a part of it. Get your tickets. Just going to celebrate marriage together. I'm going to be teaching you the 10 things, the 10 habits that really resonate with successful couples. And we'll do it with a lot of laughter and fun. So get your tickets. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Okay? Get your tickets today. All right, let's go to Florida. I think Sharon left a question for me. Sharon, go ahead.
I am a controller. I've always been a caregiver, so I've always had to take control. And now I'm having to take care of my mother. She has COPD, lung cancer, and dementia. And this is the hardest thing I've ever done in my life because I don't know how to try to control my mother. It's very, very hard for me to tell my mother things she has to do and that she can't do. And I struggle with it a lot because I shouldn't have to tell my mom. I don't like to tell my mom. My mom is my mother. She's my best friend. And if you would, just pray for me for that, because I'm having to learn all over again. Even though I have to tell her things that I don't want to, it's hard. I would appreciate your prayers.
Yeah. Yeah, and listen, Sharon, in Florida, I think it's easy for your emotions to get hijacked even in situations like that. Life, it goes along, and then all of a sudden, here's mom, she's sick, and I've got to tell her what to do. I got to tell her where to go. I got to tell her when to stop. And all of a sudden the roles reverse and you're kind of in charge and she's the child. And your emotions not only can be feel sad, but you can get angry. And here's what I find with many people as Christians. It's hard for us to admit that we're ticked off. We're feeling that things aren't fair. And this can happen when there's that role reversal and you need to step in and care for a parent. And it's okay. God understands. when we think about our emotions getting hijacked, Sharon, it's okay to go to God and just say, you know, this just isn't fair. God understands that. He does. Now, the key is not to stay stuck there, to get into Scripture, get good support for yourself, because nobody wants to be hijacked for very long, if at all. And emotionally, we don't want that either. And so be intentional in the process of that, okay? I got time for another one? All right, let me go to Darla in Texas. I think has a question for me. Darla?
I'm a passive-aggressive person, and I've really had a problem with it. I know I finally recognized what I was, and I've been asking God to control that, to make me more like him, to keep my mouth shut when it's not time to speak. I'm still working on it. It's not something that I have conquered, and I need to know more about how do I conquer it. It's working by asking God, but there's things I know I can do in my life, and I need to know what those are.
Well, doing the next right one thing. Darla, I appreciate your call, by the way. And half of the battle, I think, of overcoming a problem is acknowledging what it is. If I can just say, hey, I'm passive-aggressive, I open my mouth too much, and I react too quickly, so what do I do? Well, obviously, you want to react less quickly. You want to take control of your mouth and the things you say and how you respond. And so it's going to be different for every person. Every person's going to have a different way of responding. If you're really serious about this and you really want to get some help for it, I think it would be worth investing some time and some money to sit down with a counselor, a Christian counselor, and just lay it out. Just say, I'm passive aggressive. Give me some strategies. Hold me accountable and start practicing some new ways of thinking and behaving. Those are the keys. You're thinking and you're behaving. Right now, what happens is you got a habit formed that you don't like. And one of the things we try to teach at Intentional Living is developing new habits. And so if you can get some accountability, develop some new habits. You're going to fail sometimes and then get back up and keep going. All right. Listen, we got folks posted on Facebook we didn't get to. Thank you, Nancy, for sharing with us your thought, your battle you've been through, and the recommendation for the New Life Ministries, our friend Steve Arterburn, for those who have sexual addiction. There's some information I think I mentioned earlier. You might want to check out New Life Ministries. Okay. Thank you, guys. Rob and appreciate Sally, your help, and Stephen. Thank you, Gino, and the rest of the team here at Intentional Living. If you missed any of today's program, everything we have is available in our archives. Just go to theintentionallife.com or wherever you find your podcasts. We're there as well. So thank you for joining us on Facebook and the radio, and we'll see you next time from Intentional Living.